Welcome to the Cloud with Apostle Michael A. Ohene, the Presbyter of Malik Fortress, a religious organization. In our episode today, we are looking at invest your time in spiritual things. I take my text from Ephesians chapter 5, from 15 to 16. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Time is an asset which you must learn to invest wisely. Investing your time wisely means investing your time in spiritual things. Investing your time wisely means investing your time in spiritual things. So Moses had this on his mind when he prayed to the Lord in Psalm 90, verse 12. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Each day you live is an opportunity to accomplish so much, but the question is, how well do you schedule your day? When you wake up in the morning, don't just roll off your bed and stumble blindly into the day, but spend quality time first to fellowship with the Holy Spirit in prayer and in the Word. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you as you schedule your time and activities for the day, and prioritize your daily activities. Ask Him to help you save time, and you will discover how much you are able to accomplish for the kingdom on a daily basis. Then you become more productive, effective, and progressive. Remember that life's got no extra time, so make every day count by doing only those things that will advance the kingdom of God and improve your life. There are people who have desired for a long time to read the entire Bible in 1 year, but haven't been able to achieve this. Some start, but they don't complete it, and they lament by saying, "I usually don't have enough time," trying to exonerate themselves, but that is not a good enough excuse. Time is a fixed asset. It's only 24 hours in 1 day, so we have to prioritize time. If you were wishing to have more time to study God's word, the truth is, you may never get it. What you need is to create the time to study the word and schedule your prayer times as well, because your whole future depends on it. Proverbs chapter 1, 32 to 33. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whosoever hearkens unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be secure from the fear of the evil. The word simple are those who ignore truth. They ignore revelation and never take spiritual things seriously. They know it's important to pray, but they are too busy to do so. God calls them the simple, according to the scripture I just read in Proverbs. And He says their complacent attitude shall make them victims in life. Don't be like the simple who would rather do other things than spend time on spiritual matters. Don't be like the simple who would rather do other things than spend time on spiritual matters. choose always to be spiritually alert so that when the evil day comes, it will meet you well prepared and you know what to do. Walk in this consciousness.